Hit it.
You ready?
I'm ready. That was a dirty slurp. It's probably still too hot, hey?
You think you could slurp through that mask?
Yeah, get it all over my body, all over my frame. Oh, jeez. Okay. I'll sip that like in 5 minutes when it's good.
It's not that hot.
No?
It's fucking cold.
Is it?
It's really cold.
What?
Bro, I put that thing to boil like when you first showed up.
That's actually not bad.
You just like Spider-Man kissed your coffee.
I'll Spider-Man kiss any coffee, bro. We are back. The dogs are out and they're back.
The dogs. Where the dogs out?
The dogs. Bobby and Dom are back. As you can see, we're joined today here, but with,
Alfred.
Alfred.
That's Alfred. He's the dogs out mascot.
Yeah. He's actually a rescue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't buy rescue. Don't shop. Rescue.
Yeah. Rescue. Go and steal like your neighbor's dog. Yes. Like if you see like, you know, somebody abusing the dog.
Steal the dog.
Just go steal that dog.
Just kidding. We're not going to cover any legal expenses that come from that.
Don't sue us, bro.
Yeah.
But welcome back to season 2 of Dogs Out.
The second season.
Yeah. We're doing things a little differently. We're hitting up the YouTubes. Because, not going to lie, that podcast money was...
It ran out.
Yeah.
We just need that ad revenue, really.
We need that YouTube ad revenue. We need those sponsors. We're going clean. We're going mean. And
in 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. 2015 is only a few days away.
Why is that a meme?
Dude, I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
But honestly, like, it's almost 2015.
It is almost 2015. I don't know. I'm 17 right now. About to turn 18. 2016 is going to hit Diffy, I think. I think it's the year that, I think it's the year, honestly.
You think it's the year?
I think it's the year. I think it's the year that, someone's going to get elected. Just kidding. I don't even know what happened in 2016.
You're right. That was a fucked up year.
That was a crazy year.
Wait, that hasn't even happened.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. I wonder who the president's going to be. No, something interesting, actually, since we're on the topic of that. President Trump was like, because you know how everyone's freaking out about the $600 stimulus check?
Okay.
He's like, yo, that's not enough. Give these people $2,000. Like, we've spent money on so much stupid shit. Why do people only get 600 bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, realistically, like, yo, if we got 600, what was their first stimulus? 1600? 1200?
Ours?
No, theirs in the States.
I have no idea.
Because we were taken care of, like, in Canada.
Yeah, we're all G.
We got $2,000 for 6 months, right? Like... I went on so many benders, you know, fender benders.
Just yeah, right. It was a good time.
There's a lot of money that we got. Tax-free, too, right? Until tax season, but... Like, imagine just getting 600 bucks once.
That's it.
Yeah, and I don't know how their deferrals are. Like, I don't even know if companies are even offering deferrals anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, America's like, you're on your own, you know?
Yeah, they're like, you get to live here, but we're not going to help you.
No.
And it's, like, this, like... Each individual state doesn't have their own stimulus package. It's, like, a nationwide one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here, like, where we're from, I know, like, different provinces offered, like, emergency benefits.
Differently.
Right, when it happened, right? Like, yeah. I didn't end up getting it, personally, but I know a few people that did, and they got, like, a $1,000 or $2,000, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
The government handed out a bunch of money to people who needed it, right? And I think that's, that's honestly important. I know, like, people hate on that, but... You gotta take care of your people, because trickle-down economics doesn't work. It's a scam.
No.
People who believe in that are...
It's not the best. Yeah. Like, especially with COVID, like, people spending their money less. So there's no point of, like, giving people tax cuts. Because what they did is just hoard their money. They didn't spend it.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone held their money. Or they... Well, some people even, I'm sure, like, spent it locally, but you're still, like... If you looked at the earnings of, like, Amazon, Walmart, like, all those huge corps, they all went up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like those companies are struggling, like...
No, well, it was the perfect crime, you know, like...
Yeah.
If anything, it was Amazon's, like, boost package, right? Yeah. It's like, if you haven't used Amazon yet, you definitely did during... Mm-hmm. You gave it a try.
And honestly, personally, I didn't use Amazon that much.
Yeah.
I had Prime. Like, as a student, you get it free or whatever for a little bit. And I had that, and I used it, like, here and there, maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But during, like, when COVID was, like, when people were freaking out and no one was really leaving their homes, if I wanted something, I just bought it on Amazon, right? Like,
right.
Or even things I didn't need, like...
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, take a look at this chair. Like, shout out Amazon. But, honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, even though, like, Amazon skyrocketed, I totally see why. Like, I'm about to give a life hack out.
Okay? Life hacks.
Life hack, okay.
It's part of the show.
I've done this multiple times, I'm not gonna lie to you. But, like, as of most recently, this is what happened. So, like, I got a quick charger for my iPhone. Like, my iPhone 11, it doesn't come with a quick charger, so I was like, I have to buy one because I have a fucking iPhone 11. I just swore. But,
That's okay, you're talking fast.
So, it stopped working after a year, right? So, I went on Amazon and I, like, left a bad review. I was like, I gave it 2 stars and I said, it worked great while it was working, but it stopped working after a year.
Yeah.
And the seller reached out to me and they're like, hey, can you, like, change your review and we'll send you out a new charger. So, like, yeah, I'm getting a new charger in the mail.
Yeah.
And, like with this chair, like, I noticed it went on sale for, like, $40 more after. Because $20 more.
But yeah.
Whatever. And I messaged the seller. I was like, yo, it just went on sale. Like, I just bought the chair. Like, can I get, like, $20 back? Because, like,
yeah,
why not? They're like, yeah, we'll credit your account with $20.
No way.
So, like, honestly, Amazon really hooks it up.
That's the seller, though. That's not Amazon.
No, that's a little bit part of Amazon.
Is it?
It really kind of is. Like, it is the seller, but, like, the way it works, they really want good reviews and...
That's Amazon's policies then, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole system, like, I've had multiple experiences where they're, like, really want to have good reviews, so they get rated higher,
yeah,
so that people won't buy more shit, stuff. But, yeah, so, that's what I have to say, is, like, I don't even have to go to the store to return it. They don't even want to return. They just, like, okay, can you change your review, and we'll give you back money, or the product, yeah, or a discount.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
That's honestly, like, that's crazy that you've, that avenue, because... Like, a lot of companies will just be like, yo, screw you. Like, we don't care. You know, like,
exactly.
Kick rocks, man. Like, we don't really care that your product broke.
Yeah.
Because, like, to be honest, a lot of the sellers on Amazon, I shouldn't say a lot. I'm not really sure how many there are. But they just, like, it could be like me or you being a seller, right? It doesn't necessarily have to, it's a third party. It doesn't have to come directly from the,
right. Yeah.
From the manufacturer, right? Like, you can,
yeah,
set up a Wish account or whatever. I don't know. Like, you can be one of those that just sells products on, mm-hmm, on Amazon, right? Like, it's not that hard to set up that, to be a vendor, right?
But it's actually, but the thing is, like, they want to be highly rated, because, yeah, like, usually people buy, like, I know personally, like, I look at the one that has the most ratings, it's at the top of the page, and it's usually the cheapest.
Yeah.
And they really want to make sure they get good reviews, not just, like, run off with your money, because you want to keep having people come back.
Yeah, that's, you know, and everyone now, hopefully, like, takes a look at, like, 2 or 3 different products before purchasing one, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Personally, like, before I didn't do that, if I saw something that I wanted, I would be like, yo, I want that. I don't care. I'm getting it. But now, mm-hmm, I'll take the time to, like, actually understand and see what I'm buying, and then hopefully buy, like, the best product that I can buy for the best price, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, for them to hook you up like that,
I complained about, I don't know, I just, like, it's, I've noticed that, like, if you complain, they really fix it. Like, I also bought, like, these bike parts in the summer. I was like, yo, these didn't work the way you guys said it would. And they were like, we'll send you back the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
For your...
Those grips.
Well...
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, these were trash grips. And they were like, hey, like, give us the 5 stars and we'll give you, like, back your money. So I was like, I didn't want to lie to the people on Amazon. Yeah. So I said, great customer service. That's how I changed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never didn't say great product. I said great customer service.
Yeah, and that's true.
The product was shite.
The product was not nice.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I used part of it, but no, it was not what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's tough. Whatever. Yeah.
What's some money life-saving hacks? What's your top like money saving hacks.
Money saving hack. Yeah. Going to the restaurant, like, you know how, like, I'll go to the restaurant and I'll take like a little bit to order. Okay. I'll just get a water. And then on the table next to me, hopefully there's someone next to me.
Right.
It's a little harder now because everything's spaced out. Plus everything's closed.
Yeah.
But like I'd wait for the table next to me to see if they're done eating. And if they're done eating and they got some, like, I don't know, some extra food on their plate, I just like ask them for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you going to finish that sushi?
Yeah. And it's like they bit it, but I'm like, that's okay. Like, whatever. If I like think they're clean and I'm clean, like I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
But a real money saving hack? I don't know, man. I don't really know.
What do you do that's like a little like...
Oh, a little frugal?
Like a hack. Frugal. Frugality.
Ooh, I'm rubbing my chin like I have one. I don't know. I gotta think about that for a sec, because like...
Like, do you have like gas saving tips? Do you have fucking...
Yeah, gas saving tips? Fill up at Costco, man. Like,
Costco's pretty cheap.
Like, it's 7 cents cheaper than any other gas station. I mean, for us here, I don't know about people in New Zealand or Germany. I think you guys are paying a bargain. Where we live, we're pretty fortunate. Another one, getting like a bank account that you don't have to pay for, because has to pay fees or cards.
That's crazy. I think that's a scam. Like, when you keep your money at the bank and they charge you for your monthly fees, it's like, especially for a checking account, when you buy everything on Visa, it's like, hey, like, I don't use my checking account other than to pay my Visa.
That's a scam. Yeah.
100%. And they charge me $10 a month. Like, luckily I got redone as a student, but like, I think I'm going to hold my money in cash from now on. So.
Yeah. Thankfully the lady at the bank like hooked me up. Mm-hmm. She put me to be a student until 2025, which is really dope.
Holy.
She hooked it up. Which is really nice, because some people at the bank will be like, oh, like, when are you done being a student? You're like next year? And then she's like, oh, all good. Like, I'll put it till next year.
They'll make you renew it, like, every year.
That's horrible. I've never had that. They just asked me, when do you graduate? And I set it out. Which is dope, but, no, banks are a scam. Banks are crazy. I either pay with, like, Amex or cash, because...
Yeah.
What's the... Like, I don't use my debit for...
Debit's really pointless.
Yeah, unless, like, I can't buy with my Amex.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have enough cash, I'll use my debit. But other than that... Oh,
that thing turned off.
Did the camera turn off?
Yeah,
it turned off. Well, the audio's still going here.
That's good. We'll skip to it.
We'll have to skip. Skippity dip.
I wonder if it recorded.
Why did it cancel out? It's a lot of... Oh, here, I'll just talk.
Hold up. It's okay. I'll cut that in. There you go. Okay, we're back. We're rolling.
Boys are back.
Goddamn cameras.
Oh. Okay, we're past 10 minutes in and we still, like, didn't really talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
That's okay. We're talking.
We're tickety-talking.
We're talking
tickety. You want to talk about, you take the wheel. You take the wheel.
Okay. Well, I was taking the wheel and then...
You can keep the wheel.
Okay.
You can man the ship. That crackhead energy.
Yeah.
No one talks about crackheads enough.
I feel like that's a subject that needs more exploring.
Yeah.
Like, what is it to be a... Like, you ever see them, like, tweaking in videos and, like, they're so gone... Like, I wonder what that feeling is like. Like, not that I want it, but, like, that feeling of, like, you're there, but you're not really there.
I'm a jump in first and say, I feel bad for people with, like, addiction. Because it's tough. It's hard to get over an addiction.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, a struggle like that. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think you just smoke too much and then you're, like, off the wall. Like,
you're just gone.
There was a video Full Send put up. Jamie, play the video, Jamie. Jamie, play the video. Of, like, these cops. I think it was in L.A. It was definitely in the States. And this guy's, like, he's up against a wall of a building. Like, the building's like that, and he's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, freaking out. Like, he's obviously tweaking out. And there's, like, eight police officers, two or three cars, and a dog.
Yeah.
And he's like, just like standing there and he's freaking out.
Yeah, they're all holding a gun up, right?
Yeah, it's rubber bullets. Yeah.
Okay.
And he starts freaking out and he turns around and he just light them up with their rubber bullets, and they send the dog, and I'm like, yo, like, dude, surely you could have just, like,
tasered?
Or just, like, figured out, like...
Well, okay, he's not gonna really react, right? Like, they've all... The situation's obviously escalated.
Yeah, and he's, like... I guess, like, if there's people around, he could be, like, a danger to, like, the people. But, like, the streets were empty from, like, our point of view, right?
Yeah.
I think there's definitely different ways you can go about that, but...
I mean, they could have just tased him, taken him down, right?
And but sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, you're right. Well, but the rubber bullets obviously weren't working either. Like, they had to send the dog out.
No, he fell. He ended up falling. Like, he ended up getting, like, down, and then they just tackled him.
Okay.
They just took him down.
Talking about funny stories, my dad told me the funniest shit today. Okay. And, like, I can't... I need you to help me decide if it's
real. Okay, okay.
Okay. So, my dad told me he knew this, like, this guy. We saw him today, and I was like, I met him for the first... Well, not the first time, but whatever. He's interesting, but he's... So... My dad told me that his dad died and came back to life. I was like, what do you mean?
Is his name Jesus?
No, it was definitely not Jesus, bro. Okay. So the story goes, this guy was working on top of like a building and it was like foggy.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was working next to the like some power lines, but not working on the power line, but next to it. And it was foggy, kind of rainy. I was like, why is he working there? Like, that's obviously, like, that's a...
Safety violation.
OSHA.
OHSC?
Yeah, that's a safety violation. Whatever, right? But, like, apparently, somehow he connected to the electricity, and he got electrocuted.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he just got, like, absolutely like buzzed the fuck up, right? And, like, his skin, like, all burnt. Yeah. Went black. And then, like, his body fell off the... So what he says is his soul left his body, okay?
As his body's falling?
Yeah, he left his body, and he says he watched his body fall, like, his burnt body fall to the ground. Okay. And then his spirit went back inside it. And that's how his dad, like, came back to life.
What the fuck?
But, like, so he ended up recovering from his burns. It's pretty insane because he was, like, all charred up. Like, completely.
Yeah. He looked like a burnt marshmallow.
But, yeah, so, like, that's... Yeah, I just need you, like, I need the Ghostbusters here. Like, what do you think happened?
You know what, dude? I don't know. Because, like, I have... I could add to that. But this guy's personally... I don't know, man. That... Because... Here, I'll tell you why I actually believe that.
You believe that?
I believe that, yeah. Because when I was young, I almost died.
Right.
Because of a health complication.
Okay.
And it was like in the middle of the night, and all I remember was, I remember being in my room, and then seeing like my parents and the paramedics from like third person, like not from my eyes. And then I was on a stretcher, like being stretched out of my house. So that's like my that's my personal experience that I had.
You were third person, like looking at yourself and your parents.
Like. Legit, like I was laying in bed, like obviously I was in bed, I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And then third person, like not from, it was like I was beside my body and I saw my parents and the paramedics. Well, my dad, my mom was like probably freaking out.
Yeah.
And then I was on a stretcher and I was like,
wow.
I was like, how did I get here? Like no cap, like swear to God.
Wow.
So in the Bible.
So it's like out of body experience.
Yeah, like an OEB, yeah. And like for the longest time I was like, did I dream? And like, I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. Like that's like people, I don't care.
Because like obviously you had to come up with that like from your own head. Yeah. Right? Like you were a child.
Yeah.
You didn't watch that Pokemon episode just before where he like leaves the body.
No.
With Hunter and like, no.
No, even like when we were doing that, we didn't have cable or anything because we were like doing shit in our house, so we didn't really watch TV.
Yeah,
and we didn't have TV at that time, and
that's for like a little period. Crazy. For as a child to like know like, what that is and then like experience it, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, people may or may not believe it. It doesn't matter. It's completely up to whoever.
Yeah,
like whoever wants to believe it or not. But that's what happened to me.
Yeah,
and that's why I actually believe what that guy says because like I don't know, man, like.
Okay.
That could happen. I don't know.
You know what? Like, funny things happen when you die. For sure.
Yeah.
Like, so the other story, there's, like, this other story, but it's the same family. But, like, this grandma, she was, like, waiting, like, she was in her old folks' home. And she was, like, in her room, and she was dressed, like, extremely nicely. And it was, like, lunchtime, and the nurse came in, and she's like, hey, like, it's time for lunch, let's go downstairs. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not going downstairs, like, I'm waiting for my husband to, like, take me to lunch.
Yeah.
But her husband passed away 10 years later, like, 10 yeah. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the she was like, no, I'm not coming downstairs, like, I'm going to wait for my husband, right?
Yeah.
So the lunch lady left, and then when they came back, she passed away.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sorry. But, like, you know.
Yeah, there's crazy stuff happens, yeah. man. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of deniers. There's a lot of believers and stuff like that. But if you have something that, you know, happened to you and you know that it happened and, like, you believe it.
Right.
Because, like, you obviously witnessed it and experienced it. No one can tell you it didn't happen, right? It's scary. Like, there's definitely stuff that goes on that we can't explain, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
That is... Yeah, like, they can try and explain it and say it's your brain playing tricks on you, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, like, your story really solidifies it when, you know, like, you're a child, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know... You don't really understand, like, the situation even.
No, totally, yeah, dude. Right? I was, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, I was unconscious. Like, I wasn't yeah. breathing. I wasn't, yeah. like, I was, like...
And that was a near-miss experience.
Yeah, basically. Sure. And, like, somehow yeah. my dad, like, he, like, I don't know. He was awake at that time and stuff like that. And then mm-hmm. he just, like, came in to check on us and noticed, like, yo, this kid's not breathing. So, like, whatever, he did CPR. You know, he got his first aid, right?
So, okay.
So then, yeah, and then that happened, yeah. and then...
Wow. So yeah. he actually had to do CPR on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I never really actually spoke to them about that. Like, I've never talked to my parents about that.
You never told them that that happened?
No, we never really talked about it after it happened, because, like, how do you...
They're like, yeah, I understand, like, parents don't want to bring up something that's, like, traumatic.
Yeah, I even forgot about that until you mentioned what you were talking about, because...
Really?
Yeah, because yeah. it's not something you dwell on, right? Like, it just...
No, well, I mean, like, it's still, like...
It's crazy, yeah.
It's a pretty big deal. Obviously, it's deep.
Yeah, I could have been on, like, Ghostbusters or whatever, like...
Well, that's not Ghostbusters. Like, that's just... Yeah, I don't know. That is a... That's a great... That's cool.
Yeah, it's different, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't die.
That's... Yeah.
It yeah. was close. I could have died, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, there's definitely things...
So, you know, like, I guess, like close-death experiences, like, people experience really weird things.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
100%, dude, yeah.
Apparently, like, your life can flash before your eyes, but, like, you, like, left your body, right? So...
Well, dude, I was 12 years old. What did I accomplish? A gold medal in, like, U12?
Yeah, like,
sports?
You're not
like,
going to remember.
No, like, there was yeah. nothing significant happened in my life up till then, and then...
Wow.
Yeah. It was...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have not had that happen to me.
Yeah, hopefully you don't. I mean...
No, I mean, like nothing even... Like, yeah.
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 Yeah, it happens.
Wow.
That's a bit of a dark topic. I think we should...
That wasn't that dark. That was a good story to share.
It was a good story.
We can switch.
We can switch, though.
The subject.
Yeah.
I got deep.
I got deep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not what this podcast is about.
So myth is not busted. It's fact.
It's not...
It can be factual. It's opinion. It's personal.
Yeah, it's personal. It's personal experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
P.E.
That's all, G.
Man, I wish in uni you had a gym class.
Together? In high yeah. school?
No, in university.
Oh.
Yeah. You just go play for like an hour.
Just wreck kids.
Wreck kids.
That'd be sick.
In every sport.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Did you... I once signed up for like intramurals at...
Murals?
Yeah, intramurals.
Intramurals.
At me. Yeah. Like, oh shit, disclosed.
It's all good, it doesn't matter.
But, yeah, so I signed up for, like, these after school sports activities, whatever. So I played soccer, like, one time. And, like, it was okay, and then I never went again.
Were, like, the kids you're playing against just, like, super tryhard, or, like, it wasn't fun?
There
or?
Was, like, some tryhards, there was some non-tryhards. It was just, like, so honestly, felt like high school again, like, just playing, like...
In gym?
Yeah. It was such a good feeling. Like, yeah. I think gym summarizes high school for me.
Yeah.
Because, like, what makes everybody, like, when you take off your, like, all your clothes, like, when you take off your outfit that you came to school in,
yeah,
you're just wearing your ugly gym clothes, like, you're kind of, like, naked. You know what I mean?
Like, that your gym clothes that you haven't changed in, that have been sitting in your gym locker for a week. That smell,
yeah, it's
like,
all like mothballs.
Yeah, I miss that. One thing I definitely, actually, I was, I signed up for a ping pong tournament.
Okay.
At the university that I went to.
Yeah.
And, I never went, though. I don't know why.
You would have won.
I'm pretty sure I would have won.
Because, like, I know my friend won it.
Yeah, that's actually who inspired me. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever, we have a, you have one, I have one. Like,
yeah.
I was playing ping pong pretty...
competitive.
Pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And I've beaten the old heads, right? So,
yeah.
Like, I got some tricks up my sleeve, but I never ended up committing to it. I don't know why. I think I honestly just forgot about it. Because they didn't send out, like, notifications. It was like, you sign up.
Yeah.
And then you have to remember that you signed up. And
there
then,
was
like,
that at my school, too. Yeah. And I remember, like, I used to, like, every break, I used to be playing ping pong with my buddy. We got so good.
Yeah.
And, like, I was, like, looking forward to this championship. It was going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It never happened.
That's one thing I definitely miss about going to school. Like, online school is nice. It's super easy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when I'm going to be out in the field doing my job, they're going to be like, do you know what this is? I'm going to be like, no, because I went to school online. I went to the University of Arizona online. And I don't know how to do anything, but I definitely miss, like, the ability to, like, play in sports like that. Like, it sucks, but... this is our reality for now, right? And new strain of COVID coming out.
Yeah.
So it's pretty scary.
That's crazy that it can come out, like, during a pandemic.
But it's mutating so fast, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like that strain came from, like, a few people. And the fact that it's so prevalent just shows how crazy it is.
Yeah.
Like, we already are washing our hands, wearing masks... and stuff like that, and, like, this thing can come.
This new strain,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if a whole brand new virus came in. How the hell is it spreading? Like, we learned to, like, wash our hands and keep 2 meters apart and everything.
Yeah, I...
But...
It's actually kind of frightening if you think about it, because, like, there's no, like... Well, like, Canada, we canceled all, like, our inbound and outbound flights to the UK.
Right.
They're trying to, like... They tried to put the UK in a lockdown, but people were like, yo, screw you.
What's messed up that they have a vaccine. Like, they've already rolled out a few.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, people are just going to have to start vaccinating and trying to get back to back to normal. Because, dude, like, we're at a point where it's, like, everyone thought that point was, like, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. But now it's really, I think, starting to, like, get to the breaking point. Because the government isn't going to be able to keep paying people
if
they're not working. The vaccine was like, oh, like, take a look at the stock market 2 weeks ago. When they rolled out the vaccine, everything was green. Everything was upwards. It was bullish, right?
Yeah, sort of.
It was.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, because some companies gained like $10, $12, like the ones that I was eyeing. And then now it's like, everything's back
today
down.
Was such a horrible
$7, $8,
day.
Right?
Today, like, was such a horrible day.
Like, the losses are crazy. And,
yeah.
And like, it's just tough to like. Like, what do you do next? I mean, the only thing to do is, like, an actual, like, nationwide lockdown, I think, is the only real way to do it.
But it's not... like, we're in a lockdown right now. Like, luckily, we're brothers, so it's all
cheap. Yeah.
But, you know, like, it should have been called a lot sooner. I don't know. Like, I don't know how the numbers are still going up. It makes no sense to me, bro.
It's yeah, dude. It's
been like we did a 2 week soft lockdown already.
Yeah.
The numbers are still at like pretty high.
Well, our 2 week soft lockdown was
pretty
wasn't even
trash,
a lockdown.
But you know what? Like, a lot of people, it should have still made a lot more people like
reevaluate the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was already like saying no to like a lot more things. You know what I mean? Like, I was already kind of acting like pretty much lockdown-y.
Yeah,
right?
But for, like, let's say you and I, like, realistically, I haven't really gone anywhere other than the grocery store. Like, I don't really go out unless I have to.
Yeah.
But for you and for every person that does that, there's probably two or three that are like, well, it's not that bad.
I wonder, like, how, what the real, like, who are the real predominant spreaders of COVID?
20 to 39-year-olds for Canada.
And they gotta be, so, like, they have to be still partying, bro.
Yeah, there's people that were still partying, like, even right after the lockdown. Like, the big lockdowns, dude.
It has to be people partying or, like, hooking
gatherings,
up.
Gatherings, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you get into your group of five and they're just such social people that the next people spread over. Like, just keep getting into, like, different groups of five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's got to be like that. Because, like, I know I keep my circle tight as hell. And, like, I still don't even see them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I haven't seen, like, some of our friends for, like, since Halloween.
Yeah.
And before Halloween, all of us, like, were really, really,
And we're still following all protocols.
Yeah, we made sure that no one was, like, exposed to anyone for, like, 2 weeks, and we were, like, really, really strict and all that.
Exactly. And there's still people, I mean, I've witnessed, like, absolute insanity of, like, what organizations let happen.
Yeah.
Like, I was at school, and, like, it was right before our last exam. Like, they brought us to school to write this exam because it's, like, you have to do it in person. And, like, I walked in, and literally, like, the whole class of 60 people, like, they were just grouped together.
Oh, in a classroom?
No, in the hallway waiting to get into the class to write the exam. The exam, everybody was 2 meters apart.
Yeah.
But what's the point of keeping everybody 2 meters apart if right before they were crowding like this?
A hallway.
Like, I was like, how do you guys not see what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
That's, like, everybody's wearing masks, but, like, you're literally standing next to each other, closer bizarre. To me than you are right now. 10, 15 people. You guys just all came from home. Like, it blew my mind that nobody else saw.
That's
what I saw.
That's like, tough, man. I mean, I know when,
And we're in full lockdown, though.
Yeah. When we went to school, because we had to go do some in-person things as well, we, in the hallway...
Yeah.
We would, like, legit be spaced out, like, it wouldn't be 6 meters, but it would be, like, no one was, not even as close as you and I right now.
Yeah.
It would be, like, slightly, like, a little more. Further. And then as soon as we got into the classroom, you had to have your face shield on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you had to sanitize upon, like, arrival.
Right.
And upon departure of the classroom and stuff like that. So, it's...
It just, like, some, like, there's places that really don't give a shit. For example, I walked into an establishment today to do some business... Like, for my dad's company. And, like, I was wearing a mask. I walked in. They weren't wearing masks.
Yeah, yeah.
They were not wearing masks, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you have to legally wear a mask when you're indoors, right? Like, no matter who.
Yeah.
You know? But they don't care. It just goes to show, like, we're in lockdown mode. These people, by the way, could probably be working from home.
Yeah.
It's mandatory to work at home if you can. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, and it's scary because we can't keep going on like this.
Yeah.
Because, like, people are running out of money. People are losing homes. I know people who have had COVID, who've tested positive. They were sick for a few days.
Right.
And they were good. I know people who had COVID and they were bedridden for weeks. Like,
I don't know anybody.
Who were, I know, like, a few older people and then a few people our age.
Really?
Yeah, who had it. I shouldn't say a few. I know one person who had it that was our age.
I'm still having a hard time believing it's real. Because, like, I have not, like, seen anybody, like, really get it.
Yeah, a guy that I went to school with, his dad had it.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 weeks, like, when he tested positive, he was good. He was, like, he just self-isolated at home. And then the third week, he was, like, unable to get out of bed.
Wow.
He was, like, seriously, seriously, like, feeling the effects of it. And then a guy that my dad worked with, he was in the ICU, and they haven't heard from him since, like, 3 weeks ago. So they don't, like, he could have, like, potentially passed away.
Wow.
Or whatever, but he was, like, in the ICU. It was pretty serious, so. But then there's underlying health issues that come along with that, like, and all that, because you could have COVID, and it could kill you, but you could have had, like, something else, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, that stab in the back that puts you down, right?
Yeah. Going back, like, to our, like, one of our... One of these episodes kind of blew up for us, but, like, let's revisit it. But, like, it was like, will the COVID vaccine give you AIDS, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to give you AIDS. But, like, this person put it really nicely. It was like, would you rather have COVID or would you rather have the vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when you put it that way, I'd rather have the vaccine.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's just like makes it clear to me like I'd much rather have the vaccine like than
yeah I'd much rather have
take my odds with that
yeah I'd much rather get the vaccine with a microchip in it and become a transformer
yeah
than get COVID and potentially die right
exactly
One thing that blows my mind is anti-vaxxers.
Right.
And people who are, like, really against vaccinating. Like, I don't get the flu shot. I don't know about you. I've never gotten the flu shot.
I just haven't had a need for it.
Yeah,
like... I can handle the...
If I'm going overseas to a country where I could be exposed to something that could, like, kill me, yeah, I'll get the proper the vaccination or whatever, tetanus,
mm-hmm.
everything that we got in school. But the flu shot, that's not crazy to me.
It's just the flu's not severe enough.
Yeah. And no. And for people to be like, oh, they're gonna put a chip in this vaccine and it's gonna track you and it's gonna like, they're calling it like I don't know what it's called. It's like transhumanism, that's what it's called. This vaccine and it like changes your DNA because it's an RNA vaccine,
mm-hmm.
so it changes your DNA. I don't know much about that, but what I like do know is I've been seeing a lot about it, and it's like, dude, what do you mean? Like, why would they put a chip into your body? When you literally walk around to track you, when they can literally track you off your phone. Like,
yeah.
The people that are talking about that post on Facebook all the time, Instagram, Snapchat, they're posting their meals, what they're doing for the day. You know what I mean? Like, they don't need to track you, dude. You're doing that voluntarily. These aren't the smartest
people we know either.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're like...
Well, some people that I know that do it, they're educated people.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually, like, very smart people. But they're like, oh, no, they're trying to spy on us. It's like, dude, they're already spying on you.
Mm-hmm. People have a lot of ways of looking at this whole thing. Like, so many people have different perspectives of, mm-hmm. like...
And it's...
Like, everything having to do with this.
It's important to listen to everyone, too, because, I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion and thoughts, and it's good to, like, give everyone a chance to speak, but, like, some things are so, like, I think, far-fetched. Shout out to Farfetch. Buy your clothes there.
Is that a Pokemon?
No, Farfetch is a, it's an online store. Oh. They sell... It's an online boutique. It's just, like, crazy because it's, like, dude, like, how are you missing that? And, like, these pseudosciences that, like, these people believe in, it's crazy. Like,
it's like flat earthers. There's still a whole bunch of them.
The earth is flat. Do you see this table? What's this table?
It's flat.
It's flat. This laptop?
Okay. But this ball.
This?
Yeah.
No, it's perspective.
What?
Once you...
It's not flat.
No, of course
it doesn't have a side to it.
Dude, my favorite flat earth theory debunking thing is, like, dude, we've literally seen what other planets look like. Why is our planet flat?
Yeah, like,
you know, like, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm not Da Vinci, but bro, come on, like, I don't know. I think
why is ours a square?
It's a donut, dude.
It's a Minecraft block.
It's a creeper.
And we're all just
Minecraft. No, the COVID vaccine is... Listen. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't believe that the vaccines cause autism. I don't believe that.
No.
But I'm not going to go and be the first person to get the vaccine either.
If it's, like, my turn to get it, I get it.
I'm gonna wait a little bit, because, like, I'm gonna consult with my doctor and another mm-hmm. doctor and see, like, what they have to say about that, but I'm not gonna be first in line.
No, I'm not first in line, for sure, but, like, if it's the norm, I'd get it.
There's people that need to get it before I get it, right? Like, there's healthcare workers, there's frontline workers, and even, like, there's people that need it more than I do, like,
mm-hmm.
like, we're relatively healthy young adults, you know, there's people that need to be getting that before me. Like, that's also another reason why I want to be first in line to get it, because, dude, I don't need to, like, I'm not going to be selfish and be like, yo, give me that vaccine, I need to go to Punta Cana and
mm-hmm.
get absolutely belligerent drunk with my buddies, like,
yeah,
I can wait 3 days, right? I'm kidding, but people are so, like,
I get it, yeah, for sure. There's, it's, I still, like, you still have to wait for everybody else to get their vaccine anyway, like, if you're the first one to get it, like, it's not a free-for-all.
No.
You know what I mean? And so, like, apparently if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask, which of course you should.
Yeah, I mean, because you'll get too comfortable and then...
I can't give up.
You'll get too comfortable with the idea that you're safe and then, boom, you'll get it. But, oh, jeez.
The card is full.
Oh, jeez, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, probably should have use another camera. I don't know, man. Are you just gonna edit out the stuff where it's like dead?
Yeah. I'll try.
Okay. Well, it starts at like 39.
Or we can make the first part shorter.
Okay.
Right?
Cut it.
We can just like, I don't know.
We'll have to edit it out. We'll have
to
do something.
Did we have a proper intro, or did we? Sort of.
We said we're back.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just keep.
Do you want me to pause it, maybe?
Sure. What are we at?
Okay. And the dogs are back.
Dogs are back.
Yeah, just all that vaccine stuff is. And I mean, like, I get it. I understand why people. We're scared. We're all scared. We're scared of. We're scared of ourselves. We're scared of exterior and interior things and everything. But there's just certain things that you're like. You gotta actually, like, critically think about it and be like, how much of this is legit? Because there's, like, at the end of the day, you don't necessarily believe in all the news you hear, right?
No.
Because you
can't. A lot of it's hyped up.
Yeah, you need to explore different avenues and different resources to see, like, different points of view. And that goes back to, like, I think that ties in really well with, like, researching a product. How much effort do you put into researching the next vehicle or phone or something that you're going to buy?
Mm-hmm.
You put in, you
a
could
lot.
Say,
yeah.
At least a couple hours. So
right.
Why not, if, like, you really, really, something's really, like, caught your eye in the news, why not take that extra time to understand what it's really about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, like, see, like, how severe or crazy it is. Because, like, when you look at, like, a theory, like, a conspiracy theory, like, you're just listening to someone ramble, right?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes they're quoting things that you're like, holy, they're bringing things into the discussion that directly correlate with what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think it's just important, like, before you form a idea that, like, you do visit multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that, like, yeah, that person who, like, let's say they're, like, trying to push their idea, I respect it. Not like I'm gonna believe it right off the bat, but it's important to take that person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and I think it's the best as, like, somebody who, like, understands that people have biases.
Yeah.
To hear that person and listen to the next person and
yeah.
the next, like, get a better.
You need to, yeah.
That's why social class, like, when they're like, you need, like, three different sources, and, like, when you read a newspaper, make sure, like, they taught us that in school.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, was like, have multiple sources, right?
And that's really, really important because.
I love it. Love it.
Because, like, you can't have fake news spread. You can't. Like, it's damaging. It's really, really damaging.
Yeah.
And you really need to try and contain that. And I'm not saying these people that have these theories that it's necessarily fake. I just, you need to really look at, like, the science and, like, the all the other underlying information that you're, like, that they're purposely, like,
for sure
overlapping to solidify their argument, right?
There's, yeah, for sure. And, like, what is that person's, like,
Motive,
exactly, right? Like, politicians probably have different motives than healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Right? Because politicians, they have to focus on, like, the environment and, like, mob mentality and, like, society as a whole.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's people there, like, who are, like, you know, it's going to cost them money and they have to take care of the money. Right? While, like, healthcare workers are, like, shut it down, you know, like, it's so obvious it's bad.
Yeah.
And, like, other people are, like, business owners are, like, no, leave it open. I need to make money.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody has a different perspective, and that's why it's so hard to balance everything. Right?
Yeah.
But,
I agree with that. And another thing is, like, whatever, people might not have malicious motives, but they could be, like, unintentionally spreading bullshit. Like, I had a friend who suggested to me to watch this video. I can't remember the doctor's name. I could probably put it up now, but this doctor was saying what they want to do when they roll, like, it was, like, super sophisticated, this video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it here. It doesn't matter. I'll try and figure it out. We can maybe link it. But this doctor essentially said what they want to do is they're going to give us an ultimatum, give us, like, regular people, an ultimatum where if you get the vaccine, they'll clear you of all your debt.
Okay.
But they own all your property. They take everything that you have and they own it.
If you don't take the vaccine.
If you don't take the vaccine.
That's really weird.
No, let me... If you don't take the vaccine, they'll, no, if you take, now I'm actually,
but still, like, I don't get how your property comes into play with it.
Because essentially, they're taking away all your debt.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, since we took away your debt, you got to repay us somehow.
Okay.
This is how. And then it's like, well, how does that work? And he's like, yo, this is like what they're trying to push. Like, he's like, a politician said this. He's like, a Canadian member of parliament said this in an email that was leaked. And I'm like, oh. As soon as he said
this
that, I'm like,
so weird.
I'm like, that's so bizarre because.
But people say fucked up stuff.
They do. People say a bunch of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor was like, it was like a super sophisticated video. He's like, listen, guys, I'm really trying to explain something to you. This is what they said. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, first of all, who would sign up for this? Who would, basically sign away their life?
Yeah. Well, it clears you of debt, but they own your property. So do they get to use it?
Well, it's just owned by the bank then. It's owned by the bank.
So they take it back.
They
take your house.
They take everything. It's not. It's like.
But they clear your debt.
They clear your debt.
Isn't that just going into bankruptcy? You can just file bankruptcy.
That's why I didn't believe it because I was like, "This is crazy."
That's
he's
not,
like, "Dude, this
I
is."
I don't think that's like.
That's why I said that, and I'm like, "Dude, this is not legit."
And you can't put an ultimatum on people.
And the thing is, even like the Canadian government came out and they were like, "Yo, whoever wants the vaccine can have the vaccine, and we'll get the vaccine by September 2021."
That's what they said.
That's what they said. Everyone who wants to be vaccinated will be vaccinated by September 2021.
Everyone who wants, and then everybody else
who doesn't, it's up to them. Because
I think
can't.
It's gonna be fine that we don't vaccinate everybody because we'll have so many people that we don't need to worry about the people who don't have it.
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, by then you're hoping that it'll like, we'll beat this virus and you know get back to normal. Because
well, I think that's the only way we'll beat it, is vaccination.
Yeah, and there's.
Yeah.
There's multiple vaccines coming out too. It's not just like we have one vaccine and everyone has to take it. There's Pfizer,
Moderna,
and
Johnson & Johnson.
I think Kodak was also the
one of the
producers of the vaccine,
yeah.
The company that creates cameras. And dude, like, you know,
there's a funny story about Kodak, but that's for another time.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm very surprised on the stock prices on these vaccines. I thought they would blow up. They are nowhere near what I thought they should be doing. Like, for being vaccine, like, the saviors of the world, the stocks of these companies, like Pfizer, not impressive.
Well, wasn't Pfizer already, like, relatively high?
What do you mean?
Isn't it in the hundreds?
Pre-COVID?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just, like, I'm just talking, like, it can be. But I'm just saying, like, compared, like, so if it was pre-hundreds and it was already it was high, like, when it produces a vaccine, shouldn't it technically, like, make it skyrocket because it's come up with something, you know, like, completely different?
Yeah, I think so. I mean...
But it didn't go up that much. Like, I wasn't... Like, it's not Tesla.
Well, you know what did go up, though, is...
One of the companies did.
Oh, Dr. Buttar is that guy's name. Ask Dr. Buttar. Just tying that in to what I previously mentioned. But Kodak... When they, like, their stock price wasn't very high.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they announced that they were going to be helping,
blew up.
Yeah, blew up.
But it's now it's down.
Like this. Yeah, of course.
It's down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a hype stock.
Yeah.
You know, like, people, so Ford came out with the new Bronco.
Yeah.
And there's a stock called Ford on, like, traded as Ford.
Yeah.
But do you know what Ford trades as?
No.
F. But people bought the stock company Ford. You just, like, I was looking at the chart, it just spikes up like this,
yeah.
And goes straight down. Because it was cheap as hell.
Yeah.
But Ford doesn't trade as Ford, it trades as F.
So what were...
And people just bought Ford. Like, people are into, like, these, you know, opportunities all the time, you know?
And they missed, like, it's not that hard to see what you're investing in, you know what I mean? But it's probably people just, like, super, super, like, oh, I need to get in on this, like...
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy it, and they put in, like, 10 Gs into this company, and it's a company that's not even...
My mentality to investing has changed, like, dramatically, like, over the last year or two, for sure.
So what are your top three picks for 2021?
My top three stock picks, or, like, what do I do? Because I don't pick stock... I can tell you my stock picks, but, my trading has just completely changed.
Like, your top three picks...
Top three stock picks?
For 2021.
2021.
Yeah.
Well, I think movie theaters will recover because, like, people don't like watching movies from home.
No.
And like
I miss the theaters. So I'm not gonna lie.
I love the theater. Like it, my girlfriend and I didn't like theaters, but like I definitely miss it.
Yeah,
it gives it a whole different vibe. But and the movies, they're not getting released unless they go in the theater. They don't make money unless it goes in the theater. The first shirt coming back, that's gonna be like,
that's a massive.
That's gonna be bailed out by actors, like everybody. Yeah. That'll be bailed out by everyone. So like that's why I think movie theaters will still be a thing. That's a good thing to invest in. They'll recover. Just recovery stocks, like, it's a little too late, but banks, I invested in some banks that had a slight dip. I got cheap and
just banks or anything dividend related, right?
Yeah. And then I bought into some oil companies like Suncor and Enbridge because I got it for a good deal, but they're still paying out their dividends.
Yeah.
So I get it at a much cheaper price, and then I've already seen the prices go up, but like I'll think they'll go back to their pre-COVID numbers.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, they'll recover relatively well. Yeah,
and I'm still hoping that oil companies still like keep going up. Yeah. You know, to like, because we were in a recession before still, so hoping that they also just have natural climb over the next 10 years. But
a really cool company that I came across today, which I wish I knew about last year, is this company called Plug-in. They're like a hydrogen cell company, and they were trading at like $2 or $3 one year ago, and now they're at $35, and that's still really really cheap for a hydrogen cell company because they're saying like that's what our future is looking like, right?
There's been so many times where I look at something and I'm like, oh, it's so obvious I should have bought that. Yeah. Oh, it's so obvious I should have bought that. We can always kick ourselves for that, right?
Yeah, because
when were you going to pull out? Like, the whole point is like, yeah, you could have invested, but like, as soon as you saw $5, like, you could have pulled out. It's like still very early.
Yeah, greed will get the best of you. I mean, I've learned that from past experiences, but like, a really good example for when to sell or when to buy is the company Penn National Gaming. They were trading like $20, $30 before COVID. They dipped down like $4 US.
Mm-hmm.
Then in July or August, they were up to like $30. And then now they're trading over $70.
Wow. So that's crazy. Did you buy?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't,
but you know, like you can't see that happen.
I didn't buy because I was like,
right.
First
like,
of all,
you might be holding on to stocks right now that might do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like movies might have a boom after, right? Like you don't know. You can't tell these things.
Well, going back to what we said like 2-3 weeks ago when the vaccine came out, like, well, movie theaters since September were on the incline.
Yeah.
And then, not since September, I shouldn't say that, but like during the fall, they're on the incline and then now it's trading just under $9 Cineplex, Canadian. But, I lost my thought. But, oh no, I remember what I was going to say. When it was $4, there was so much uncertainty. That was, like, right at the height of, like...
Yeah.
When it was in March, when everything was, like... When everyone was freaking out, like, the biggest dips, and people were scared, and everyone was being told to stay home, and... As a student, and as someone who... Like, I lost my job because of COVID. I wasn't able to... The money that I have saved up, I was scared to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then the money that... I wasn't receiving any benefits.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do I do with the money? Like,
yeah,
I still have things I have to pay for. Am I going to put it into a company and then...
See it.
You know, have no money. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
So that's... I guess, like, that's another reason why...
That's why a lot of people probably missed out on a lot of gains. That's probably why I missed out on some of my gains, too.
Yeah, it's that fear.
I was close to buying Tesla, like, stock split.
Yeah.
I didn't, right? And now, like, you'd be kicking yourself. If you bought it, like, the day after or the day of or whatever, like, you're making money right now.
Yeah, I bought... See, I had a share in Tesla.
You had?
I had. I sold it.
You sold Tesla.
I sold Tesla to use that money that I got to buy other stocks.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Do you regret that?
A little bit. Because Tesla's at, like, what, 6-something now?
Yeah.
And I sold at 560?
What did you buy at?
Just around 400, I think.
So you still made some money.
I still... Well, yeah, like,
that's... So you didn't get a crazy good deal.
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I still made...
Yeah.
I still, like...
You made $100, $200.
Yeah, which was...
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Well, I still... Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's an expensive stock. It's so scary, right? Because it can go down, like, crazy.
I saw a crazy... TikTok is crazy. I love TikTok. I think it's, like, a crazy way to grow as, like, a creator.
Yeah.
It's a really, really helpful tool if you get one good TikTok.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't seem hard because.
Yeah, I feel you.
You see so many TikToks with over 100,000 likes, 100,000 views.
Yeah.
This guy on TikTok posted, do you buy a designer shirt for $500 or do you buy 10 Tesla shares? And in my head, I'm like, dude, 10 Tesla shares is $5,000. Mm-hmm. It's not 100, it's not $50 for a Tesla share.
Like, right.
What are you on about? And I was like.
And then what do you say?
I was just like, that's ridiculous. Like, why are you spreading
a lie?
Yeah, why are you spreading a lie?
Yeah, you could buy one Tesla stock.
You could buy one.
You can buy different stocks, but you can't buy a Tesla stock.
He literally wrote, buy one one shirt.
One shirt.
Or 10 shares.
You're dumb.
I'm like, dude, you're lying.
That's a lie.
And it had like 10, 15,000 likes. And I'm like, this isn't real. I get your point.
Yeah. Like,
but bro, come on.
Like, invest, but like, don't. Yeah. I've gone down like an extremely weird financial journey as of lately. Like, I can't stop watching investment videos and, like just money-saving things and, like, just, like, shout out Graham Stephan. But, like, I can't... I've changed how I lived, especially since COVID hit. But, like, with these videos, like, I'm really focusing on, like, just, like, putting... Like, I can live with next to $0 right now.
Yeah.
Like, my expenses are low. So, whatever money I have, I really just shove it in to my Wealthsimple, which will plug in to the description, and like when you guys sign up, you guys get $25. So do we.
It's 10.
I get 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy, how many codes have you sussed out?
Well, that's my only. I only got two codes so far.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I got one. The first one was you.
Yeah.
You got $10.
Thanks.
You got $10. Yeah. You gave me your code.
Yeah.
But now I get $25. I bet if you check, it's 25.
I thought it was 10 last time I checked, but I'll have to double check after
that. Yeah, so it was saying 25 for me and then 10 for my buddy, but now it's 25-25. Wow. So sign up with the code below, you know,
get $25. Yeah, let's make some money, invest that. You can buy, you can make a nice penny share for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
That's our first little plug.
That's our first plug, yeah.
But, I'm just shoving in all my stuff into ETFs. Like, the stock market grows on average 7%. So most of my money will be going into an ETF that covers that. But then I have it like in other ETFs, which I think will perform better, that have on record performed better as well, that grow a lot more than 7%. But I'm still doing it ETF style. Like, I don't want to pick stocks. Like, I just pick a bundle, a good market, and that's what I invest in. Like, you know, like for example, tech.
Yeah.
Do you think tech will be going down? No, tech is just gonna be booming. And, like, do you care what 100 companies the ETF picks? No. It picks 100. Like, it'll get rid of the bad ones. But the big win... Like, there's going to be a few winners there. And there'll be big winners. And they'll carry that stock up.
Yeah.
That's why it's 600% over the last 5 years. Is that gain on that? So, like, I invest in stock. Like, tech ETFs, oil ETF. Like, and just regular ETFs. Because, like... I don't want to get rich quick. I don't want to do, like, money picking. I just want, like, steady natural growth.
Yeah.
And I really think, like, just picking, like, especially just stock market ETFs, SP 500s, like, you're safe. You will see money grow. You never really have to worry about losing money.
Yeah.
That's, like...
Unless something horrible happens, well, but...
Yeah, but even if something horrible... Like, if you go, like, after, like, the 10-year, the 20-year, the 30-year gain... Like, the stock market, on average, always produces 7%. Yeah. The lowest it's ever produced is 0.5. Like, there's been negative market times, right? But, like, the lowest is 0.5. The highest is 13%. You hold for 10, 20, 30 years, you will come out ahead.
Yeah.
For sure.
I believe that. I do. I follow...
Yeah.
I've had, actually, a lot of trouble finding, like, a decent person or company to watch or kind of, like, see what they're doing. Because... There's so many people that'll hop on YouTube and or make a podcast and be like, you need to invest in this, you need to do this.
Stocks,
and
like, right?
Yeah, and it's like, stocks. Well, okay, you're plugging this, but like, how do I know, like, you don't have a relationship with the right. company you're plugging?
Exactly.
Because that does happen.
Yeah.
That
well, they happen. Say, like, my uncle is like, my rich uncle says this stock's going to be the next boom, right? So many people have that story.
Yeah.
Or my friend says buy this, or like,
yeah.
somebody says buy that. It's like, that's just like, that's stock trading taboo. That's that's just the classic.
Yeah.
I think the best strategy, it's like proven by Warren Buffett, Kevin O'Leary, like buy and hold, just long term, you know.
Yeah.
And like ETFs, you know.
Yeah, I think ETFs and
dividends
sure. are really good. You and a few of our other friends actually, like, exposed me to that. Because before that, it was just like companies that I could invest in that I thought had growth, potential to grow, and then would give me back money. And then this idea of dividends, which I completely like tunnel visioned out of my head.
Mm.
I was like,
waste.
I was like, dividend, get out of here. I don't care about a dividend.
Yeah.
And now I see the
bright side of it.
Not even the bright side, but the reason why dividends are important. And
mm-hmm.
It's free money. Like, you can put your money in a savings account. You can put 10 G's in a savings account at like 0.25% interest.
Yeah.
Buy 10 G's worth of bank stock and get like a 3-4% dividend yield.
Well, you know, like, it's 3-4% dividend, right? But like, there's companies that pay out higher and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I did the math. For example, like, let's say you get $120,000. I kind of messed this up. Sorry. I lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
But like, you know, dividends are a great way to make money, and like, they grow, they're stable. I mean, I think dividends are still a little bit slow. They're a little bit too safe at this age,
mm-hmm.
personally.
Yeah.
So like, I like do dividends, and then I do like just like index funds.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think
for sure. But like,
one thing we have to add, I think it's really important to say, is that we're not giving out trading advice.
No,
we're not liable.
This
isn't advice. We're literally just talking about it. We're not liable for anyone's losses. We're not. I think that's something we have to.
Investing is not guaranteed. Like, that is clear. Nobody will guarantee your investments, right? People always say, turn the fuck away.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody starts guaranteeing things, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a scam.
Nobody can guarantee you anything. But, like, it's better than the casino for sure. A lot better than the casino. And investing is, like, it takes risk. But with risk is reward. You know, like, sometimes.
Yeah.
There's also negative consequences sometimes, too. Right? But,
yeah, like, you're better off, like, putting in a little bit of money or buying, like, whenever you can, like, a dividend, a company that offers dividends, than, like, placing a sports bet or going to the casino and putting 100 on black, right?
Well, there's times where, like, you know.
Like, long term.
Exactly. I calculated that it takes 25, like, I get 25 grand. By the time I'm 25, I just leave it there. I never do another dime in the stock market ETF, whatever.
Are you talking about an S&P 5? Like the S&P 500?
S&P 500, index fund, whatever. Leave it there, 25 grand, till I retire at 65, so 40 years. I'll have $1 million.
That's a 10%.
That's 7.
Growth, yeah.
That's like, you know, like, whatever. 7-8%.
Yeah, and that's, I mean,
that's all I need. So if I hit 25, by the time I'm 25, I've kind of already hit $1 million. I mean, I might want to retire more with more than $1 million, but like,
well, $1 million is a lot of money. I'm actually going to plug the guy that I follow if my phone loads. He's a really, really smart guy. He's on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan Punwasi.
Okay.
Basically what you said is something he tweets out like quarterly. He always talks about the 7% gain in the stock market every year.
Yeah.
The 7%. And he'll always just mention, like, he talks a lot about don't buy a home, rent,
mm-hmm.
and with your leftover capital, and invest that into that.
Into what? The stock
market? Into the stock market. Into companies that you believe will perform, or even just, like, an ETF.
I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, why... One thing I really like about home buying is, for some reason, man, the bank will give you a bunch of money and they trust you with it. Like, you know, like, you only need 5% down, then you pay PMI, right? But like, you put 5% down, let's say on like a $125,000 apartment. So like, that's 5 grand, 7.5 grand. Okay. Let's say it's 7.5.
Yeah.
They give you an apartment.
Yeah.
That is $125,000 now asset that you have, right? Let's say you live at home still. Like, you decide to rent it out. That gives you, like, $1,000 rent a month,
mm-hmm.
right? So
to
let's say, like,
mortgage, though.
But the mortgage is really cheap on that. It's $600, okay? And let's say it's, like, enough. So, like, let's say you're positive cash $350 every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You make $350 income every month. Like, and you out of your $7,500 investment. Yeah. That's like what happens.
Yeah.
But do you know what it takes? How much money you have to have in the stock market to
get a return like that?
To get a $300-$400 every month.
Well, his is like the 7% over a year, right? Because like,
yeah, 7% over a year. I know.
Like, let's say, because he like works with the Toronto market and the Vancouver market.
Right.
He works with real estate and other things, and that's why like the average price of a home in either of those cities is like around 700,000.
Oh, dude. So Toronto and Vancouver bubbles.
Your down payment for that home isn't.
Yeah.
5,000. It's 30, 50, 60, 100,000, right? And when you're living there and you're working, you have that much saved up. You're definitely making a lot. So your $2,000 a month for rent?
You're right.
Isn't
that doesn't make sense to me.
In that situation. Yeah.
That in if he knows his audience is Vancouver and Toronto, I think his advice makes sense.
Yeah.
But like in Edmonton or like Las Vegas or like cheaper areas, I think buying a home makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like a lot of sense.
And then, you know, renting it out or even selling it. But houses here, like where we live, are still like priced pretty high. Like
they're not that bad. You know, I think they're where they should be. You know?
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're a little high. That's my personal opinion. I think they're a little higher than they should be.
Cause I don't know. It makes sense to me.
Because you can buy like a duplex for like anywhere from 2 to 3. And then a really nice duplex for like 3 to 4, and then your single family home start at like 3, like a night, like a
yeah.
A newer single family home is like over 350.
Yeah, 425. Newer.
Yeah.
Single family home.
And like
detached. Yeah. No duplex.
And then like a house that's like.
Yeah.
2,500 square foot is like over $500,000.
Right, but like, you know, I don't think that's too crazy. You know, I don't think that's like. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
It's Canadian dollars, yeah. So it's less than American.
It is, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's not. I don't think it's too bad. I don't think it's too bad. Definitely, like what I've been thinking is like our friend, like he bought a home,
yeah.
Right? And like that's such a great goal to have, and like honestly, great on him. But I think what I'm going to do is like I'm gonna like get an apartment. And, like, I might live in that first and then switch into, like, a nicer home, but
yeah.
Keep the apartment.
Yeah.
I really think I'm going to do that. Like, it might hinder me at the beginning to get into a really nice place at first, but I think it'll pay off in the long run. And
I
have, like, this asset for the rest of my life.
But one thing that I, like, when you say buying an apartment, like, you can't buy a decent one in a decent area here for, like, under 150. Like, even 150 is really, like, you're getting,
you
like,
know
a
what?
Really small one.
I actually found a deal
downtown or like in a like a
north side at, like in a great area. Like I told my parents about it. I really liked it. I was like, I wish I had the money for it right
yeah.
now. Perfect area, right where I used to live. 110 grand, perfect fixer upper.
Oh yeah, you gotta fix it up.
You don't have to, but it's really easy to make it nice.
Yeah,
110 grand, like you know. Right where we used to live.
Yeah.
Right in between. Not a bad neighborhood. I know the neighborhood. 110 grand. I was like, I wish I had the money right now. It's
that's
like, I think it's the deal of like, I didn't even know there was an apartment there. So like, they exist. They're just probably extremely hard to come by.
Yeah, no, but like deals like that come out. I mean,
yeah.
There's like, foreclosures that you can buy and whatever.
Foreclosures is another one, you know.
It's just like you gotta like really like have an eye for that.
Yeah, you have to be willing to do things other people aren't.
Yeah, right? and I'm not saying rental properties aren't a good way to have extra income.
Mm-hmm.
I just like if you're living in either of those cities that we mentioned, Toronto or Vancouver, and you're making that much money.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Instead of saving your money,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And buying a home, you can rent, and if you and your partner make over, you know, you make over like $5,000 a month together.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you have, so like 10% down on a, like a $1 million home is, cause that's what they cost there, right?
10%. Yeah. It's 100 G's.
$100,000. $100,000 making like a moderate 5%. That's like $5,000 a year that you get to make, like you make on the side, versus like it doesn't do anything for you living at home.
Yeah, but also now,
and you pay the rent. Yeah, right. That could almost pay your rent.
But also now with like it's so much harder to like buy a home, fix it up, and then have like a bigger profit margin. Because like 10 years ago, houses were worth like half of what they are now, right? Mm-hmm. Back then, it was like much easier to buy a home and flip it. Now it's like, until we reach until our city reaches what's going on in those other cities, it's kind of like
it's not too expensive right now. I don't think it's too crazy. Like I think it's okay. I don't think it's too bad.
I think we'll be good in the next 5 years.
Yeah. For example, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Yeah.
You could just go to the casino and put $10,000 on black and
walk out rich. Multiple times. I think 13 times and you're good to go.
13 times, exactly.
If you double your money 13 times, you're good.
You're laughing. Oh, man. Gambling's crazy.
Okay, I think we'll cut this episode off.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. It's been a pleasure chatting with you guys. Like I said earlier, this is just a conversation between two guys. This isn't trading advice. This isn't life advice.
Yeah, we're no pros.
We're no pros. We're
your average Joes.
We're just two guys that like to talk about things and give our 2 cents. Give our 2 cents and hopefully make a couple cents.
Yeah. With that being said, guys, please like the video. Please subscribe. Hit that notification button.
Yeah, my posture won't get better if you don't like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Look at this posture. It's pretty brutal.
It's bad.
It's fucking... It's so bad.
Get this man a chiropractor.
It's just easier to sit like that. But yeah, thanks for listening to Dogs Out, guys. It's been a pleasure. We're glad to be back. 2021 coming in strong, coming in hot.
Yeah.
Coming in hard. So don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to review the show. Anything you want to add?
Nope. I think we're good.
That's it. That's Dogs Out, guys. Take care.